High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And from the Minden Holiday Tournament, we are in the Minden Gym, and so are a couple of hundred other folks here. Got a nice turnout here this evening on a beautiful last couple of days of December. This is, who's complaining, but it isn't basketball weather, is it? This is the New Tech Seed pregame report brought to you by New Tech, your seed leader. It's almost like planting season already, and then with this weather, New Tech, your yield leader. And we've got what ought to be a dandy ball game. Bennington Badgers and the Minden Whippets. On the brackets, Bennington got here by beating Northwest 62-43. And Minden handled Adams Central 51-36. And so with that, this matchup between the Badgers and the Whippets is forthcoming. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back and get you some lineups right after this. On the Breeze, KLIQ FM, 94.5FM.com.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, on Monday, there's this thing called the Capital One Bowl. We've got the Huskers against the Gamecocks of South Carolina from Florida. And the pregame is a way early morning one. I think the pregame is like 6 a.m., something like that. It's crazy, but so is the Capital One Bowl. And so is the bowl bid for the Huskers getting back into nearly a BCS, second-tier BCS game. Anyhow, follow the Huskers with the team that knows the Huskers best. The Husker Network right here on 94.5 FM, The Breeze. And the other thing, of course, is that after the game, you can hear the comments, good and bad, depending on how things came out. So you can commiserate or celebrate with Husker fans right here on the post-game reports Monday afternoon here on KLIQ. Speaking of other things going on, we had Doug Duda with a 54-47 call of Kearney Catholic's girls overcoming a halftime deficit and beating North Platte St. Pat's in the Kearney Catholic tournament. And just a couple of moments ago, Minden showed very well with a big win over Northwest of Grand Island. That was a 67-49 win for the Lady Whippets. And now it's for the guys' turn here for the purple and white. And let's set the lineups here. First of all, for the Bennington Badgers, Justin Shrum, a 5'10 junior. Grant Siekman, a 5'10 junior. Michael Wickham, a 6'4 senior. He's joined by Dave Bressman, another 6'4 senior. And Jacob Bliss, another 6'4 guy. He's a junior. So starting lineup for Bennington, they're coached by Luke Olson. For the Minden Whippets, Carson Bloom is 6 foot and a senior. The pretty veteran team here. Carson Bloom, 6 foot and a senior. Dan Christensen, 5'7 and a senior. Thomas Sinsel, 5'9 and a senior. Christian Schwenka, 6'4 senior. And Derek Kissinger, 6'1 and a senior. So an all senior starting five for the Minden Whippets tonight as they are in the championship of their own holiday tournament. Good tune up for both teams for the conference play and what is to come here in the, the 2011-2012 basketball season already. 2012 portion of that coming up in a couple of days. Hoping you have a safe and sane holiday weekend. Spend part of it with us here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We're going to have a ton of bowl games, of course. We mentioned the Capital One will be on 94.5 FM, the Breeze right here. And then, of course, on our ESPN stations, KXPN and KICS 1460 and 1550, count down all of the BCS games through next week up into the national championship. The LSU-Alabama game will be on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 for all of that. And then we're back to regular season basketball at the high school and college level. And we invite you to stick with us here with the stations of Platte River Radio. And here's another deal. We talked about it a lot during football season. We're going to do it again in basketball season. Make sure you bookmark PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the reason I say that is when you go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, you don't have to know which of our stations a given game is going to be on, because the front page of PlatteRiverPreps.com will have all of our stations listed, as well as the game that will be broadcast and streamed. So if you go to PlatteRiverPreps.com, that's a good go-to clearing point for our five stations when we are doing high school basketball, or in the case of USHL hockey, we've got Storm Hockey tonight and tomorrow night on 98.9. Skip Berry of the play-by-player of the pregame, at least on that, about 6:45 tonight. So we are watching the shoot-around here, both teams. Minden in the home white. The Badgers, not red. They are in blue with white numerals and black piping. I think Badger, you think red, don't you? And we'll be back in 90 seconds to take a look at the first period of tonight's ball game between Minden and Bennington. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got on-court introductions going on right now. And a good crowd here for the finale of the annual Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament. And we'll be momentarily jumping the ball here. Probably I'm guessing Schwenker goes against Bliss, Bressman, or Wickham in the initial tip-off here tonight. Those guys being the biggest of the bunch. And I'm wrong. It's Carson Bloom will jump against Wickham. And we're on time, a little ahead of time, and we are off and running here with the Whippets and the Badgers. The Whippets control the tip. Christensen has it at half court. Gets it over to Sinsel on the left side, back out to Christensen. And now they go right side to Derek Kissinger, whose two sisters were playing earlier. 3-point. Good. Carson Bloom starts with a bang here. And Minden has a 3-point lead. Siekman brings it down for Bennington. Over to Schrum on the left side. Back out to Schrum now. As he drives the paint, gets cut off, and he's fouled. And we've got a foul already on Kristen Schwenke. He's a big guy, and they don't want to see him in foul trouble too early with 25 seconds into this ball game. He is. Key in pass goes to Jacob Bliss. His shot is no good. Rebound pulled down by Minden. And Sinsel has it. Goes over to Bloom, and Bloom will leave it off for Kissinger. Under the basket. 2-point Schwenke on the feed. And it's 5-0. Into the corner now as the Badgers take it on offense. Lose the dribble. Recovered at the baseline. Put up on a hook by Bressman. It's no good. And the Badgers are still scoreless. Bloom, top of the key, over to Kissinger, left side. Back over to Schwenke. His shot, toe on the line, in and out, no good. And it's still 5-0, 6.5 to go in the first. Just underway here at Minden, boys final. Bennington and Minden, top of the key from three. Off the lip, no good. Siekman with a 3-point attempt. It's covered by Bennington. But a foul is called before the follow shot can happen. And the foul is called on Carson Bloom. So that's two quick fouls on Minden here in the first 2 minutes of this one. And that one's going to send Bressman to the line. Dave Bressman is 6'4", goes in and out, no good. 6'4", he's a senior. And the second shot for Bressman of the Badgers with 6:18 to go. He bounces, takes his time. Shot is up, and that one will fall. And the Badgers are on the board, 5-1. Minden will take it down. Bloom has it. Goes over to Kissinger, now to Christensen at the free throw line. It's Schwenke. Goes back out now to Kissinger on the right side, coming around. Bloom takes it near the top of the key to Schwenke. Takes one way, gives it to Christensen, who works to his right. Back over to Kissinger now on the right wing. He'll work left, goes to the free throw line. Fakes a shot, leaves it off for Bloom, who takes it to the net. And Bloom has 5 points and a 7-1 lead for Minden. Clearing the way for Bennington is Siekman. Leaves it off for Bliss. Bliss over to Bressman again. Shot is up and no good. And Minden gets the rebound. Christensen cross half court. Leaves it off for Bloom. Carson Bloom with 5 of the 7 points for Minden so far is at the top of the key. Goes into the corner. Shot is up. No, it isn't either. Kissinger looked like he can get the shot. Gives it to Schwenke, back to Kissinger. And a foul is called as he tried to make his way to the basket. First game, Minden won 67-49 over Northwest. And at the line now is going to be Kissinger. First shot is good. And now he has 8 points. Try that again. He has 1 point. The Whippets have 8. 5 of those from Bloom, 2 from Schwenke. And one now from Kissinger. Second shot is up and in and out, no good. Score remains 8-1. 5.5 to go. First, quickly down court is Wickham. Stops, leaves it off for Siegman, who pops from the top of the key. And they give him three. And it's 8-4. Now on the other end, we've got a collision, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called on Wickham. Second team foul on Bennington. So Kissinger puts the ball in play to Schwenka, right side, from the right side. Are they going to give him three or not? Looks like it. And it's 11-4. Siegman, half court. On the wing goes to Schrum. Back out now to Reynosa, who just entered the ball game. Schrum has it now, works left side. Feeds off into the lane to Bressman. Shot is up and no good. He's 0 for 3 from the field as Minden quickly comes down, and Isaac Carlson is into the ball game. Kissinger has it on the left side of the key. Schwenka now forces his way to the basket, up and good. Kristen Schwenka has two more points and seven already on the evening. 13-4, Minden opening up a 9-point lead. And a timeout here is going to be taken by Tom Schumacher, the coach of the Bennington Badgers. We'll take 30 seconds back with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, from the Minden Holiday Tournament. Minden has a 13-4 lead.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At the Villa at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on the Villa Assisted Living, contact us at 402-463-3181.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Jesse Schrum will put the ball in play to the heavily covered Grant Siegman. They break the pressure with a long down court pass in the left corner, held up there by Bressman as he gets it out, and the shot is up and no good by Wickham. Minden clears, and Kissinger has it between the circles. Over to Watson. Watson tries to get it under the basket to Schwenka, and it's stolen away by Bennington. Down court, pop from the top of the key by Bressman is no good. Minden clears the other way. Quick pace now as the ball is stolen away by Bressman. And that'll be a turnover on Minden. Siegman outside the timeline. Now between the circles, it goes to Schrum. He works it to the right side. Back to Siegman. Pops from three. It falls, but he says no shot because he was fouled before. You hate it when that happens. You sink a three, and they're not going to give it to him. It was a foul away from the basketball that time. Took some points off the board for Bennington, and it remains 13-4. That chop didn't happen. Exit. 3:27 to go in the first. Bloom leaves it off for Kissinger. He pops from top of the key, off the rim, and no good. And Bennington has it down court the other way. Wickham kicks it out to Urich, who just entered the ball game. His shot is no good from the corner. And Minden will get the rebound and come down the other way with Watson losing the dribble. Second turnover. Now Minden grabs it back. That time it was Bloom grabbing it away. He'll go right to the rack, and he gets it. Carson Bloom gets two more. He's got 7 points of the 15 now for Minden. The Whippets leading 15-4. Outlet pass under the basket. Shot is no good. That was Reynoso missing his second from the field. And now Minden's R.J. Watson will bring it down. R.J. goes to the basket. There's bodies on the floor, but no whistle. The ball goes out of bounds, and Minden will keep the ball. And Jonas Lovin is in the ball game now, but he will not put the ball in play. Carson Bloom will do that. From the end line, and 2.5 to go in the first. He goes deep court. Kissinger, shot good. Derek Kissinger giving him three at 18-4 now. Full court pressure by the Whippets. Broken nicely by Siegman. Out to Yurick, back over to Siegman. Shot from three, in and out, no good. Nice rebound by Lovin. Outlet pass in the corner. Shot, good. Kissinger. They'll give him three. 21-4. Minden on a rout so far. And a timeout's going to be called by Bennington. We'll take a 30 here. They didn't indicate how long it was going to be. We'll take a 30. Minden in control, 21-4, with 2 minutes to go in the first period. Holiday basketball tournament from Minden on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. Tom Schumacher wanted to take time out again. This is getting out of control from his standpoint. This is a team that beat Northwest the other night, 62-43. So 21-4 is not where they thought they'd be coming into this one. Key the ball in Yurick, and there is heavy pressure put on. He almost walks with it. Back over to Siegman, who's going to break the press. Down court, Bliss. Bliss over to Yurick. Fires from the right side of the circle. It's no good. Yurick is 0 for 2. Quick outlet by Minden. On the drive to the basket is Sinsel. He puts it up. It won't fall, but we got a foul called. And the foul is on Grant Siegman, his first. And that is the third team foul on the visiting Bennington Badgers. Got a few subs coming into the ball game now. Or back in is Bressman, I guess I should say. Yurick is in there. Wickham is back in. Yurick will keep the ball. He goes to the left side. Bounce pass over in the corner to Bressman. Back out top of the key now from air ball. It goes out of bounds, and Minden will get it. 21-4. We're still in the first period here. Schwenka will put the ball in play, he thought. Now they say, no, let's let Bloom do it. So Bloom comes down and puts the ball into Dan Christensen. Cross half court to Schwenka. Back over to Bloom. Right side, shot from the corner. No good by Isaac Carlson. And we've got another whistle. Ball goes out of bounds, and Bennington will keep possession. They key the ball into Wickham. Yurick has the left-handed dribbler, goes back over to Schrum. Schrum will take it to the rack himself, puts it up, but I think he walked with it. I don't think he's going to get those points. Charge. Schrum with a charge, and they remain at a grand total of 4 points through 7 minutes of play. 21-4. Minden throttling Bennington right now. Some pressure put on, but Minden handles it. Over to Bloom. Right side. And a pass is intercepted by Bennington. And Sinsel is the man who made the pass. Fourth turnover. And it was nicely intercepted there by Schrum. And now Bennington has it over in the corner. Wickham on the wing. Back over to Bliss. On the left side, kicks it back out. Schrum, top of the key for Yurick. And I think we'll have a reach-in foul here. Off the mark, off the ball. Foul is called on Isaac Carlson. And that's a fourth team foul on Minden. So the Badgers will put the ball in play from the end line under their basket. Bounce pass goes in. Schrum, top of the key, looking for someone to come around. Dribbles. Now he's got to find somebody. Gets it to Siegman. Siegman behind the back dribble between the circles. Bounce pass over to Bliss, and we've got a whistle. And a turnover on Bennington. That's their third here in the first period of play. Got darn near as many turnovers as they do points. 21-4. 15 seconds to go in the first period. Kissinger bounce pass across court to Carlson. Back over to Kissinger. Carlson to his right. Works to the corner. Now they go over to Sinsel on the cross court. Back out to Kissinger. Tries from three. Nothing doing. And that's the end of the first period of play. So your score is Minden 21, Bennington 4. Back in 1 minute with more on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, here's the problem. If you're 1 for 12 from the field, you're going to end up with 4 points. Because the other point, the one that went in was a three-pointer. The other one was a free throw. And that's Bennington's dilemma right now. 1 for 12 from the field. They're down 21-4 as the second half gets underway here. They've got the ball. Shrum has it on the left wing. Feeds to Bressman. Goes into the paint. Up and no good. Cleared away by Minden. Scoop shot, Bloom, no. And we've got a whistle. Ball goes out of bounds, and Minden will get it. That is a foul on Justin Shrum, his second and the 15th foul for Bennington. Ball goes into play to Kissinger, but immediately a whistle and another foul. A lot of fouling going on here. Although Minden in the first game had 18 fouls, Lady Whippets. Kissinger puts the ball in play now. He goes out to Sinsel. That foul was on Bliss, by the way. And the shot is up and good by Isaac Carlson. That's a three from the left corner. And it's now 24-4. I'll tell you what, this Minden Whippet basketball program, boys and girls, not afraid to take the long shot. 24-20, 7:11 to go here in the first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Turnaround jumper in the lane sinks. Wickham's got it, and he has 2 points. And that's only the second basket of the night from the field for Bennington. Coming down the other way, Schwenka puts one up, and it's no good. Cleared away quickly by Bennington. They come down court. Bliss on the right wing. Bounce pass is intercepted. Nice takeaway by Schwenka. Fourth turnover now on Bennington. Schwenka has it. Kicks it out to Sinsel. Shot is up and no good. And that'll be cleared away by the Badgers. Taking it all away and popping from 10 is Wickham. It's no good. Ball is out of bounds. And it looks like Minden will retain possession. Nope. Badgers will. Sitting down for a while is Sinsel for Minden. Into the ball game now is Ryan Cremosta. As the Badgers go to the corners in the left side, shot is in and out, no good. The attempt taken by Siegman. He had a three earlier. Minden under the basket. Cremosta's shot, no good. And the Badgers on the run the other way. Scoop shot, good. Falls, Bressman, two. He's got 3 points, 5:57 to go in the first half. Pass down court. Kicks it out to Kissinger. Three-point attempt is no good. And it's cleared away by the Badgers. Santa Charlie. Oh, man. Seekman ran flat into Bloom, and I think Bloom's going to get called on the foul. He didn't establish his position, and he got called on the foul. And so the Badgers will keep the ball. Justice Shrum puts the ball in. Seekman has it. Over to Shrum again, now holding high on the left wing. Back over cross court to the right wing. Bounce pass underneath to Wickham. Turnaround jumper, no good. He's 1 for 2 here in the second quarter. Into the ball game now is Lovin again, and he stops and gives it back to Dan Christensen. Christensen left of the circle, out to Kissinger. Kissinger slowly between the circles, backs off. Sets up the offense with 5:10 to go in the first half, 24-8 Minden on top. Watson, right wing, Kissinger, top of the key, off the lip, no good. Minden with the rebound and a foul is called. Kissinger 0 for 2 from the field in the second period. He was 2 for 3 in the first. He's got a total of 7 points. With 5:01, the clock is stopped, and Minden is going to the line in the form of Jonas Lovin. First shot is good. Coaches' kids need to be good at the free throw line. It's an unwritten rule. 5:01 on the clock and a 25-8 lead for Minden now. Second shot is good. And he's perfect from the line. It's 26-8. Pressure put on, full court. Minden. Seekman breaks it as they fall back now across midcourt. Seekman bounce pass to Bressman. Back out to Seekman, top of the key. Shrum has it, got nowhere to go. Finally finds Bliss on the right side. He'll take it toward the line, has to kick it back out. It's going to be intercepted, taken away by Minden. Layup all the way, and it doesn't fall. That was R.J. Watson. Looked like he had a really nice play there. A takeaway and a shot, nothing. 5 turnovers on the Badgers. And a foul is called as the Badgers took it the other way on R.J. Watson. And now the Badgers have 7 team fouls, and the Whippets have 6. 26-8, though, is the score. Badgers are going to have to do some heavy-duty regrouping at halftime. Yorick back in the ballgame now. Seekman takes the pass from him right side into the circle. Shot is up on the turnaround by Reynoso. He's cold. He's 0 for 4 from the field. Cleared away by Minden. There you go, Kissinger. 3-point attempt in and out. No good. He's 0 for 3 from the field in the second period. Under 4 minutes to go, first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Low post feed. Turnaround jumper by Riemann. It falls, but they're not going to let him have it. Caden Riemann is into the ball game now. Caden is 6'6" in the juniors. He's a load in there. Into the ball game is Mitchell Muller for Minden now. He's a pretty big fella too. Muller is 6'2" and a 10th grader only. All right, at the line, Riemann rims it in and out, and Minden will take away the rebound. 26-8, and 3:52 to go in the first half. Kissinger on the right wing. Muller between the circles. They're in no real big hurry. Why would they be? Watson. Back out now. It goes to Lovin. Shot good. They're going to give him a 3. 29-8 from the corner. Now coming down the other way. Caden Riemann shoots, and it's in and out, no good. Quickly pulled down by Minden, quickly the other way. And Christensen has it. He's cut off at the baseline. Kicks it back out to Kissinger, out front. Watson, right side, back to Kissinger. Kissinger works left side of the circle to Riemann. Shot, no good, just inside the free three-point line. And a follow shot by Watson is good. He's got two more, five on the night. And Minden has a 31-8 lead. 2:47 to go in the first half, 31-8. Minden commits a foul. That was Derek Kissinger, his first. And team foul number eight on Minden, so they tie their distaff side on that. Gals had eight in the first half of their game. Seven fouls, though, for the Badgers, who have nothing going for them at all. Right now, they got nothing going for them. They were 1-for-12 from the field in the first period. They are 2 of 9 here in the second. Minden with the ball. It's Sinsel, kicks it out to Isaac Carlson. His shot is no good. Outlet pass, Badgers. The layup attempt, a collision underneath. And that was Yurick falling down. And his collision was with Sinsel. And Sinsel collects his second foul, ninth team foul now on Minden. So Yurick, the left-hander, is at the line. Connor Yurick, shot is in and out, no good. So he's 0-for from the field and now from the line. Sinsel comes out. Back in is R.J. Watson. R.J. with 5 points. 2:27 on the clock. At the line again is Yurick. He makes it this time. And Bennington has 9 points. 9 points in the first half so far. Let that sink in. Minden is going to take a timeout here. And we'll take 1 minute. 1 minute timeout. Your score, Minden 31, Bennington 9 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, it's Minden's ball as they bring it down court, trying to find and succeeding with Lovin. He's got it near the top of the key. They go to Isaac Carlson, stands alone between the circles now, goes right side to Muller. Back to Christensen this time. And then Carlson wing, feeding low post in the paint, and a foul called on Bennington. The foul in the paint was on Dave Bressman. He fouled Mitchell Muller, and Muller will be at the line. We're in bonus here on out. 9 fouls for Minden, 8 for Bennington. Bennington now has one less foul than they have points. Shot is up and no good by Muller. And it's cleared away by Bennington. Schrum inside the timeline, gets it over to Bliss. Bliss near the top of the key, over to Schrum on the right side of the circle again. Holding high, got no one to go. Now goes into the paint himself, leaves it off for Bressman. Bressman is held up in the paint, now to Bliss. Bliss back out to Yurick this time. Yurick left side of the circle, got no shot, into the corner now, and it bounces out of bounds. Matt Torson, just into the ball game, tried to dribble toward the basket. Ball was knocked out of bounds, but he was fouled as that happened. And he'll go to the line here with a minute 30 to go in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up at that time. Torson's first shot is no good. Back into the ball game for the Whippets is Bloom, and coming out is Watson. Bloom has 7 points, Watson five, so they've gotten 12 points from that particular position. Shot is no good by Torson, so he's 0 for 2 from the line. And a foul committed as they crashed in after that second shot. 1:29 to go, first half, 31-9 Minden. Foul on that play was committed by Jacob Bliss. That's his second and the 10th team foul. So now officially they have ninth team foul. They officially tied their point production with foul production for Bennington. Shot is good by Minden. At the line was Bloom, so he's got 8 points now. Tries for the next one, and it is in and out, no good. Urich with the rebound. Urich across half court, being covered by Carlson. Leaves it off for Bliss. Bliss over on the right side to Datsler, who just entered the ballgame. Seth Datsler, or Datsler, I should say, is a 6-foot sophomore. He loses the ball out of bounds. And that is the sixth turnover of the second half on Bennington. Nine fouls and 9 points for Bennington total in the first half. Kissinger drives the lane, gets cut off, kicks it out to Reinman. Now out front to Bloom. Carlson, cross court, Kissinger, top of the key, Bloom. Works right, leaves it off for Kissinger. He'll try three, in and out. No, he's just been a little long tonight. And he's 0 for 4 from the field. Outlet pass intercepted by Minden, coming back the other way. Seventh turnover on Bennington. Feeding and finding a man open down under the basket. Nice feed and find by Bloom. Or Bloom got it. Nice feed and find there by Watson. As Bennington comes down now on the right side. Cut off there. You're going to fall away jumper from about 15. It's no good for Bressman. Minden picks up the rolling ball. Kissinger, layup, good. Derek Kissinger says, the long one's not working here lately. I'll go in close, and he does. 9 points for Derek Kissinger. 36 points for Minden. Kissinger alone has as many points as Bennington. Your halftime score, the Whippets 36, the Badgers 9. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back to set things up and give you some, well, it'll be a short recap on the scoring for Bennington, but we'll find out who did what for the Whippets here. Coming back around the corner on the Allen's of Hastings halftime report.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Everything from the latest surgical procedures to designer frames and sunglasses. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you. Doctors Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk promise you the latest in care. And at Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have the most up-to-date styles in eyewear, all under one roof. Focused on your vision, focused on your style. Call 308-236-8500 or visit us on the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Allens of Hastings halftime report here. And the report for the Bennington faithful is not good. They're down by 27 points at halftime, and they just never got uncorked. They were 1 for 12 from the field in the first half. They weren't a whole lot in the first period, I should say. They were not a whole lot better than that in the second period. And we'll tally up all of that here in a moment. The first period score was 21-4, and here at halftime we are at 36-9. And as I was just reporting the score to Doug Duda over at the Kearney Catholic tournament, Bennington had as many fouls in the first half as they did points, so not a beautiful effort either productively or aesthetically for the Bennington Badgers here tonight. The scorers for let's do Bennington first because there aren't that many points to add up. 1 point for Jacob Bliss. Try that again. No points for Bliss. 3 points for Bressman. He had one from the free throw line and one from the field. 2 points for Wickham from the field, and 3 for Seekman, and let's see here, I'm missing one. That adds up to 8. We need 9. I'm missing one. I must have missed a free throw there, but anyhow, the scoring is pretty nonplussed here. Like I said, 1 for 12 in the first period in field goal attempts for Bennington. Minden obviously is faring a lot better with 36 points here in the first half. They're on track to break 70 or 75. Isaac Carlson has 3 points. 10 points for Carson Bloom. 2 points for Jacob Lovin. R.J. Watson has 5 points. 7 for Kristen Schwenke. Derek Kissinger has 9 points. And 3 points for, did I say 3 points for Isaac Carlson? He didn't have 3 points. And so that's the individual scoring. I'm going to tally up the from the field statistics for Bennington and let you know how cold they've been tonight. But give some credit to the Minden Whippet defense, because Bennington just has not had a lot of clear shots. There have been a lot of whippet hands and faces in the faces and hands of the Badgers. And we've had a lot of fouling going on. 10 fouls in the first half for Minden, 9 in the first half for Bennington, which kind of shows you how aggressive both teams have been. But from the standpoint of not letting the open shot happen, Minden has been way out front defensively. We'll take a break here. Be back with more on the Allens of Hastings halftime report from the gym at Minden on the holiday tournament, where your score at halftime is Minden 36, Bennington 9. We'll be back with more after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here at halftime on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Hey, have you done your New Year's entertainment shopping yet? Well, got a suggestion for you. Why don't you check out everybody else's prices and then check out Allen's Superstore specials online at allensuperstore.com. And remember, Allen's will beat any competitor's advertised ads. It's your more for your money Superstore, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let me fill you in on a couple of previous scores here from this tournament. Earlier this afternoon in the 4 o'clock game, it was the Minden Lady Whippets 67 and Northwest 49. That game was closer than the score indicated, at least in the first half, where Minden and Northwest were seesaw, taking the lead from about 6 minutes to go in the first half until about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And then Minden kind of got some traction, took control, and they took a pretty strong halftime lead. And they were up by 17 at half and then just expanded on that to that 67-49 lead. Bennington got here by beating Northwest 62-43. So I don't know if that says anything about Minden's effort tonight, Bennington's effort tonight, or Northwest boys team. But they're down by a healthy margin now, 36-9. And the shooting percentages we talked about from the outside, 3 of 22 in the first half, unofficially for Bennington, 12 of 26 for Minden. We're back underway. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report here on the Breeze 94.5. Key-in is Minden, and Schwenke has the ball under the basket, puts it up. It's no good. But he is fouled, and so Bennington now has more fouls in the game than they do points on the board. Shot by Schwenke is good. And he makes it 37-9. Second shot is good, 38-9. And the Badgers face full court pressure still by the Whippets. Siekman brings it down, almost trips up, saves the dribble. Behind the back dribble, nice one on the left side to Schrum. Holding high, trying to feed under the basket. It's Bliss, then back out to Schrum. Schrum almost loses it. Wickham picks it up at the free throw line now. He has to feed it away to Bressman. Now Schrum, as he goes up with a shot attempt, there's a block there. They got a piece of the basketball, so they were okay. And all the way down court, Schwenke brings it in for two. So that's 4 points in the second half for Schwenke. And a 40-9 lead. Minden on top, 7:13 to go in the third. Badgers on offense at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, no good by Wickham. and is quickly cleared away by Minden. Down court, Bloom leaves it off for Kissinger. Back out to Bloom. Now Christensen. Now Kissinger. 43-9. Ball is fought for, stolen away by Minden. Eighth turnover in the game and a layup, easy one by Bloom. He's got 12 points, 10 in the first half, 2 now here in the second half, and it's 45-9. Bennington trying to break double digits here. Top of the key, shot, air ball, no good. That's Siegman. And the ball goes out of bounds. Minden touched it last on that air ball, so the Badgers get new life. 6:20 to go, third period. Down by 36 points. Top of the key. Schrum. Man broke one way. He threw it the other. Minden picks up the loose ball. Coming down court now in the lane by Kissinger. The shot no good. That could have been a nice series. Instead, the Badgers come back. 5:51 to go, third. Schrum, left side of the circle, turns around, jumps, shot from 12, no good. And they continue cold from the field, is coming down the other side. Kissinger that time from in close, lays it up, and it's good. 5 points for Kissinger in the second half. Meanwhile, Bennington is 0 for 3 from the field. And a foul is going to be called here on Minden. The foul is on Christensen. That's his second. Minden collects team foul number 3 in the second half. Deep key in pass goes to Siegman. In backcourt comes across the midcourt stripe. Urich back in the ballgame now. Back to Siegman. Free throw line. Pops from there. In and out. No good. Follow shot. No good. Taken by Riemann. Second shot is likewise no good, and Minden controls that rebound. Across half court, Isaac Carlson in the ball game. Takes it himself. Feeds down low. Kissinger. A foul is called as he took the pass, and I think Ryman will collect a foul on that. And that is the second team foul of the second half on Bennington. They still have not cracked 10 points. 47-9, and we are darn near halfway through the third period of play. Mike, Will, and I were just joking around the office today about a game where there were about 7 points scored when he did in the first half, one of these holiday tournaments. They can be this way in the holiday tournament because you earn only an invitation to get here. It has nothing to do with progressing like a district or sub-district level. Minden almost loses the ball and is making a stab. The takeaway was Reynoso, but it goes out of bounds, and Minden will keep the ball. Derek Kissinger will key the ball in from the far side. And Bloom, holding high, is covered by Siegman, rather. And Siegman looks like he want to make a move on the ball, but he can't. Flying by him is Bloom. Loses the ball, though. And the Badgers will take it. And as they come down, there's a foul committed on their offensive end of the court. Foul is called on Carson Bloom. That's his third foul and the fourth team foul on Minden. As they put the ball in play, it goes directly to Wickham. He puts it up, and it's good. And Bennington has broken 10. They've got 11 points here in the third period, trailing Minden 47-11. Stealing the ball away. Minden giving it up for the sixth time tonight on turnover. In the corner, Siegman takes a three attempt, no good. And Watson brings down the rebound. Minden, Kissinger under the basket, puts it up, but he's fouled. It wasn't any good, but it was fouled. And Kissinger with 5 points here in the third period. 4:05 to go in the third. Muller comes back in, and Bloom will go out now. Kissinger at the line. has one for two. That was way early in the game. Two for three now. That one sunk, and Minden is at 50. They were on a track to score better than 75 at the end of the first half. We'll see how well they do in that quest. Now it's just a matter of games within the game because the Badgers are so far out of this. Down by 39. They go on offense. Ball is batted away. Wickham sprawled on the floor. Kicks it back to Riemann. And a timeout is going to be called here quickly by the Badgers. We'll take 30. Your score, Minden 50 and Bennington 11. 3:51 to go in the third on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sigmund takes a key in pass for the Badgers. Gets it back out to Reynoso. Now to Urick on the right side. Fall away jumper is an air ball by Wickham. And Minden picks up the rebound with 3:33 to go in the third period. They're up by 39 points, 50 to 11. Work it around the perimeter. Now they find a man open down under. Turnaround jumper from underneath. R.J. Watson is there again. R.J. has 7 points. Seekman cross half court. And over to Reynoso. Reynoso back over to Seekman. Now working to his right. Behind the back dribble as he goes to the right side. To Urick. Back to Seekman. Right side. Pumps from three. And it's not going to happen. Off the lip. Cleared away by Watson. And down court. Low post. Kick it back out to Carlson. His shot is no good. That's an air ball as well. To be fair on both sides. And the Badgers lose it as Minden came up and took it away. But there was a hand on the arm. And Minden will get called for a foul. Specifically, that'll be Carlson. And he picks up his third foul of the evening. 15 foul on the Whippets, 3 on the Badgers as they put the ball in play to Schrum. Fakes one way now, goes down the left side, cut off. Has to find someone, goes Riemann low post. He's got nowhere to go with it, leaves it off. Shot is up and good by Jacob Bliss. Heads up play there by Riemann. And here comes Carlson down court for Minden. They get the ball over in the corner to Watson, and we got a foul called here as they try to feed into the paint. That will be a foul on Minden offensively. Or a lane violation, I guess, more than a 3-second lane violation. Turns it over anyhow. Seventh turnover on Minden, and the Badgers return the favor down the other end. So Minden will get it back now as they key the ball in. 52-13 is the score. Carlson brings the ball down court. Holding high on the right wing. Goes down under to Muller. Muller turns and walks with it. Mitchell Muller walked with it, so 7 turnovers now on Minden. Four points in the second half for Bennington. They had 9 in the first half. Urick takes the feed, gets cut off in the lane, now has to go outside with it, leaves it off, and a jumper put up and in and out, no good by Reynoso. And the word hapless comes to mind here when you're looking at 4 points in an entire quarter. Hapless. At the line again is Riemann. And that's no good. And so 52-13. And now Minden will substitute freely against Schwenke and Kissinger back into the ballgame. Christensen is back in. Bloom is back in. And Sinsel is back in. So they're starting five are in for a time now again. This is a tune-up for the conference, too. You can't just walk off and say, well, we've done enough, because these guys need some time on the court. So you can't judge this like a regular season game where discretion might be the better part of valor when you're up by as much as they are. You got to get your starters some time. Minden brings it down after a turnover there by the Raiders. And Kissinger across half court goes to Bloom on the right side. Bloom tries to feed down low to Kissinger. It's intercepted, taken away by Reynoso. Reynoso holds up between the circles, saves it for Schrum. Eighth turnover of the game for Minden. Schrum right side. Bounce pass to Bliss. Turns around. No go. Ryman follow shot. Second shot by Bliss is no good. And so they come away empty after three shots. 40 seconds to go. 52-13. Minden out front. That's the third period score now, remember. 34 seconds to go. Minden. Kissinger cut off at the baseline, has to kick it back out to Christensen. Christensen between to Bloom between the circles. Now over on the right side to Sinsel. And back to Bloom, left side. Kissinger, Schwenke, tries to find Bloom under the basket. The pass is intercepted. Nine turnovers on Minden. And the Raiders come down. Schrum, top of the key, tries to get it to Bliss. Bliss back to Schrum, drives the paint. Shot is up and good. And Schrum at the buzzer puts two more in. And your score at the end of three is Minden 52, Bennington 15. Bennington has averaged 5 points per quarter in this ballgame. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be back with the fourth quarter. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in play now. Fourth quarter action. Minden up by a bunch, 52-15. Badgers with the ball from Bennington. Back out on the right side. Feet into the paint. Shot is up and good on a turnaround by Bressman. And that is his first points since the first half. He's got a total of 5 now. And Bennington has a total of 17 as we enter the fourth period. Actually, we're into the fourth period now. 7:26 to go in this ballgame. Kissinger. Over to Christensen on the right side. Goes into the paint. Leaves it off for Kissinger to the left. Scoop shot down under. Schwenke, good. Schwenke has 2 more. He's got 6 in the second half after 7 in the first half. So a total of 13 for Schwenke. And the Badgers bring it down. Shot from the distance, no good. And the follow shot tried by Bliss is no good. And so the abysmal percentage from the field continues for the Badgers. Now they'll get a shot from the free throw line at least. At the line is Wickham. And it is no good. Little long. Ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to give possession back to the Badgers. B- Bounce pass in. Comes from Siekman. They go out front with it. Now back to Siekman on the right side. Circles around top of the key. Finds an open man. He can't do anything with it. That's Bliss. Back to Siekman. Now over again to Bressman. Bressman to Siekman on the left side. Cut off at the line. Backs off. Shoots from 15. That's good. That might be the best shot of the night for Bennington, period. 2 points for Siekman. It's 54-19. That's damning with faint praise, you know. It's 6:14 to go in the ball game. Underneath the basket, taking the feed, putting it in. Bloom. Two more for Minden. It's 56-19. The Badgers quickly clear away and go down on the right side. Siekman, top of the key between the circles, gets it to Bliss again. Shot is up and good. And Bliss cans one nicely, 56-21. On offense, Christensen has it left side of the circle. Now kicks it back out front to Bloom. Bloom between the circles, picked up by Schrum, works it to his right. Kissinger has it. Now back over to Christensen, leaves it off for Kissinger. Boomer, no good. Recovered by the Badgers as they go on offense. Find a man at the baseline, can't come up with it. That's Bliss. Puts it back out to Schrum, and the ball goes out of bounds. But a foul was committed, and someone's got to pay. The foul was on Thomas Sinsel, his third, and the eighth team foul on the home team. At the line, Bressman, and nothing. 56-21 remains. Five to go. Five's got the ball. That is Bloom. And he goes cross court into the corner. Shot is up and good. Nice one by Kissinger. Swished her from three. 59-21. 4:45. Badgers working around. Top of the key. Left side. Bressman tries to feed it to Wickham. Wickham keeps it now. Gets cut off. Back to Bressman in the lane. Off the glass. No good. Collision under the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. And no foul is called. Now we got a bunch of substitutes again. Mitchell Muller is in for Minden. Lovin is back in. Carlson is back in. And Watson is back in. As well as Cremosta for Minden. Badgers put the ball in play. It goes to Bliss. Fall away jumper no good. Gets his own rebound. Second shot no good. Recovered by Bressman, and a foul is called. And I think, let's see here, Bressman going to the line with a 59-21 deficit to overcome, and only 4:24 to do it. Shot no good. And Minden comes down with it. Carlson. Nice dribble exhibition there as he goes to the right side. Finds a man under the basket. Shot is up and good. That was Watson. Watson waiting there. Nice play by the Whippets. Caught it in midair. Put it in. Two more. And Watson has 9 points. The Badgers are fouled back on the other end. And they will send Bliss to the line again. Muller gets third personal foul. 10 on Minden in this half. Minden's had quite a few fouls called against him, about 20 tonight total so far. First shot is good by Bliss. And so is the second one. And so it's 61-23 now. And Minden brings it down, needing to kill 3 minutes and 50 seconds to take this one home. or take the victory down. They are at home. Muller, top of the key. Feeds, kicks back out to Lovin. Lovin almost loses the ball. Now it goes in the right corner. Shot is up from the corner. In and out, no good by Watson. Badgers pull it down. Long outlet pass. Intercepted by Watson, who says elementary and goes the other way. Watson to Muller. Out to Lovin. And now Carlson between the circles. 3:10 to go. Carlson, top of the key. Shot by Cremosta, no good. And with the ball is Wickham for the Badgers as they come back the other way. Schrum back out to Wickham. Shot from the top of the key is good. And Michael Wickham has two more. And it's 61-26. Carlson, shot by Cremosta is no good. And again, the Badgers cleared away quickly, come down court. And they're held up and harassed by Carlson, and they hang on to the ball. Siekman into the corner to Schrum, feeds low post, can't find anything there. Back out to Bliss, off the glass, good. Jacob Bliss, two off the glass, taking the low post feed. And it is 61-28. And we've got a timeout going to be called here by Shannon Lovin, the coach for Minden. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Your score, Minden 61, Bennington 28 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Spring classes start January 9th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we have under 90 seconds to go in this one, and that two-minute timeout never materialized. I don't know what the deal was. I thought they indicated a two-minute timeout. The only thing you missed was a two-point play. Pretty nice one by Ryman under the basket on a turnaround, and it's 61-30 as the Badgers throw it away on an outlet. And Minden now putting Olsen into the lineup. I think that is the only man that has appeared now for the first time. Nope. Chris Shelton is also into the ballgame for Minden at a minute 10. And with the ball is Watson. And Watson over to Shelton. He bombs to Olsen, rather. He bombs from outside the three-point line, and it's no good. And now the Badgers have it again. It's Yurick. Top of the key, now into the paint. Scoop shot, no good. Whistle. And fouling him, I think it's Chris Shelton with his first. And the 11th team foul on Minden. And the shot is no good. First time by Yurick. 61-30, 51 seconds to go in the holiday tournament from Minden. Second shot, in and out, no good. And Minden brings it down on the left wing. Again is Watson. Over to Olsen. Violation there. Turns things over. 10th turnover tonight on Minden. Bennington brings it to the top of the key. Turn around. Hook. Reynoso, no good. Minden with the rebound. 15 seconds in this one to go. Watson across half court. End of the corner to Shelton. Shelton now out to Cremosta. Cremosta standing between the circles, now nearly at midcourt. He's standing right on the whippet at midcourt. 1 second, and that is it. 61-30. This was one that was not in doubt from about the first 5 minutes in. Minden took an early 21-4 lead in the first period, and then just added on to that, 36-15 at halftime. No, that would have been close. 36-9 at halftime, 52-15 after three, and your final 61-30. Minden, boys and girls, victorious in their holiday tournament against Grand Island, against Bennington and Northwest, respectively. The girls earlier today beating Northwest by a fairly handy margin as well, 67-49. Give me a minute or two here, a couple of minutes. We'll get things tallied up. Be back to give you the final individual stats here from the Minden Holiday Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be back in 2 minutes and check the scoring right after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it. There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At the Villa at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on the Villa Assisted Living, contact us at 402-463-3181.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back again. Craig Eckert here at the Minden Holiday Tournament that just concluded with a blowout. Bennington was throttled by the Whippets, 61-30. We'll look at the individual efforts here. Minden had some bright spots. Sometimes from Bennington's side, it's one of those nights, or at least it potentially is simply a tune-up for the second for the conference. But I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody Bennington looked good. They looked horrible. They averaged 5 points in the first three periods and ended up actually with a fairly sterling fourth period, scoring 15 points in the fourth period. And that tripled their average going into that quarter. All right, so anyhow, for Bennington, Michael Wickham had 6 points. Jacob Bliss had 9 points. It was Caden Ryman with 2 points. Dave Bressman, 5. Grant Seekman had 5 points. And Justice Shrum had 2 points. In the first half, Bennington shot a horrible 3 of 22. I don't think it's a whole lot better in the second half. I'm going to check that out for you, have it after the break. And we'll take a break, be back with the Minden individual scores, and wrap things up here right after this timeout on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's take a look at the individual scoring leaders, individual scoring for Minden. Led the pack, one Derek Kissinger with 18 points. He was very successful from three. He had 4 3-pointers, 12 of those 18 on three-pointers. Had 2 from the free throw line and a couple of the old, actually just 1 field goal the old-fashioned way. Schwenke had 13 points. Most of those in the first half with 7. Then he came back and got 6 more in the second half. 9 points for R.J. Watson, who looks like he's going to be a good role player for the Whippets. He had 9 points, 5 in the first half, 4 in the second half. And Carson Bloom had 10 in the first half, cooled off a bit in the second half, ended up with 14. And Isaac Carlson ended up with 3 points on 1 3-point shot. We have unofficially in the second half, Bennington was 9 for 29, and in the entire ball game they were 12 for 49. So, well, I guess they took enough shots, but the big deal was they weren't clean shots. Minden did a good job on the defensive side of things. Minden, on the other hand, shot 21. Of 34, 21 of 34 from the field unofficially for Minden. So they take this championship into the regular season now. And the next time they'll talk about tournaments will be the conference tournament. And then everything willing, they go sub-district and district for Minden. For Bennington, based on the performance here at the tournament, I'm not sure what to say. They had a nice point total in their first game when they beat Northwest. They scored 62 points, and in this one they just got shut down with a combination of cold shooting and some pretty good defense, pretty salty defense by the Minden Whippets. Again, the halftime score was 36-9, so the fourth quarter was really the best one for Bennington. They put 15 on the board in the fourth quarter, doubling their total to that point, and ended up with a 61-30 loss. Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the coverage of the 4 holiday tournaments that we've done here on Platte River Radio. We hope you'll hear the scores add up next week with Mike Will and Doug Duda on the sportscasts on our stations. Don't forget that on Monday, how could you forget that on Monday, the Huskers will be playing the Gamecocks in the Capital One Bowl. It'll be an early kickoff. I think it's about 11 o'clock pregame when you get up. Whenever you get up on January 2nd, turn it on, The Breeze 94.5. We'll have the pregame talk on what's it all about in Florida, in Orlando area. And then, of course, keep it on The Breeze for not only the play-by-play, or even if you watch the TV play-by-play, listen in from time to time, because the big deal is after the play-by-play, And you can either share, commiserate a loss, or celebrate a victory. We'll see what happens with Bo and the boys from Orlando. In the meantime, Craig Eckert, thanks so much for being with us from not Orlando, but Minden on the holiday tournament. Again, your final score, the boys beating Bennington's boys 61-30. Thanks for joining us. Have a safe and a happy new year, everyone, on the Breeze.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.